Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Savings Depot, right?
The number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company. Were you calling about like an order or trying to place an order for something?
No, I'm trying to figure out. I received my credit card statement. And I was trying to reconcile it, and I have two purchases on here that I'm not aware of.
Yes, sir. So I can try to pull up a charge with your zip code and first and last name.
I'm sorry?
I can try to pull up a charge using your zip code and first and last name.
My first and last name is Larry Engel.
And your zip code?
INGLE. It was a MasterCard.
Your zip code?
24175.
24175.
Yes, ma'am. On May 3rd and May the 8th.
Yes, sir. You said your first name was Larry Engel? Well, first and last name was Larry Engel.
INGLE. It could be Rebecca.
Yes, I was going to say, could it be Rebecca Engel? Could you verify your mailing address or the mailing address for Rebecca Engel?
Can I verify what?
The mailing address for Rebecca Engel.
That's my wife.
Yes, sir. Could you verify the mailing address?
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
I was saying I don't have an account for Larry Engel, but I do have an account for Rebecca. Could you verify the mailing address?
2943 Trinity Road, Troutville, Virginia. 24175.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. So it looks like this was a sweepstakes entered for the kitchen mixer.
A kitchen mixer?
Yes, sir.
Now, which one was that? That 5695?
Yes, sir.
On the 8th?
Yes, sir. So whenever that contest is entered, it is a sweepstakes. It's a raffle. It would
and
have
the
to
other
be...
one was 795 on the 3rd.
Yes, sir. So the $7.95 is for the entry, but you have to be in our subscription.
Okay. When would I receive this mixer?
It's a chance to win that product, and they pick the winners every month based off our subscription. With our subscription, you'd get a $125 gift card towards any purchase on our website that gets emailed to, looks like it was entered as lengel1315@aol.com.
Yeah, I'm not aware of this. Subscription, is that what that $59.95 is for, $56.95?
That's correct.
I want to cancel that. I don't want that.
Do you recall trying to enter the contest?
No, I don't want to enter a contest for $56.95. That's a bunch of bull.
Do you recall trying to claim a kitchen mixer or trying to enter the contest, though?
I don't want to enter the contest. And
no,
the kitchen
I'm
mixer
asking,
I haven't
do you,
received.
I'm saying, do you recall trying to claim that kitchen mixer or entering the contest?
No, not for that, not in that manner, no.
Do you recall if you authorized the $7.95 for the entry? Or if anyone
no.
else had authorized that?
No, I'm not authorizing either one of those.
No, I'm asking, do you recall if you did that charge on May 3rd?
No, I do not.
So if you don't recall entering that contest, I can go ahead and have his account canceled. That stops any future billings. However, if you don't recall entering the contest, I would have to transfer you to fraud.
No, I don't recall entering the contest, and I don't recall authorizing either one of those charges.
Give me one moment, and I can have you transferred over to our fraud department.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and have you transfer over to Fraud now. Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.